listening to WARA Radio, Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Ժանակ մշակույթ ավանդություն հայու բարձանքն է, եւ ուր որ հայրենիք է գլիսվին, հոն հայրենիքը ողջ է։ Good morning! It is Sunday, April the 5th, Palm Sunday, established here in Providence in 1947, and now you are listening to the longest-running Armenian radio program, live and in color. The show was created by the late Russell Gasparian and now produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sana Tarayan. The Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island brings to you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Բարելույսների հայրենագիտներ, հայկական ռադիո ժամը բոլոր նվնգլնդի մեջ, հրավված էիր որոշ տեղը բազմահազար հայերու և օտարներու կողմէ։ Հայերու համար մեր նոր սերունդը հայ պարին, հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին հաջույր կգարնէ։ Հին սերունդը կպնդրէ զայն իրանուշի հիշատակները վերաբերելու համար, իսկ դուրնենու մեջ անանցին մնացող ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց դաղդուկը, իրենց ծավը մորնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանքստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածենու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը մեզ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
With our Dadi Litzes. April 5th, 2011. Today is the ninth Dadi Litz of Carol Lynn Tufanyan. April 5th, 1985. Today is the 35th Dadi Litz of Mary Nigerian. April 5th, 1995. Today is the 25th Dadi Litz of Asadur and Jushjin. April 5th, 2006. Today is the 14th Dadi Litz of Michael Derhagopian. April 5th, 2008. Today is the 12th Dadi Litz of Beatrice Betty Kugasian. April 6, 1987, Monday is the 33rd Dadi Litz of Kohar Mardiroshan. April 6, 2013, Monday is the 7th Dadi Litz of Garabit Mazdanian. April 6, 1988, Monday is the 32nd Dadi Litz of Mary Chakirian. April 6, 1998, Monday is the 22nd Dadi Litz of Kevok Vartanian. April 6, 2000, Monday is the 20th Dadi Litz of Sophie Antanoshan. April 6, 2002, Monday is the 18th Dadi Litz of Sybil Hagopian. April 7, 2014, Tuesday is the 6th Dadi Litz of Iris Kalian. April 7, 1997, Tuesday is the 23rd Dadalitz of Yevkine Azarian. April 7, 1998, Tuesday is the 22nd Dadalitz of Rose Seropian. April 7, 2003, Tuesday is the 17th Dadalitz of Francis Hanoyan. April 7, 2005, Tuesday is the 15th Dadalitz of Peter Mantayan. April 7, 2006, Tuesday is the 14th Dadalitz of Charles Haroyan. April 7, 2015, Tuesday is the 5th Dadalitz of Julia Donabedian. April 8, 2008, Wednesday is the 12th Dadalitz of Esther Manion. April 8, 2004, Wednesday is the 16th Dadalitz of Rose Gasparian. April 8, 2013, Wednesday is the 7th Dadalitz of Gertrude Hakimian. April 7, 2016, Thursday is the 4th Dadalitz of Gregory Kazarian. April 9, 2002, Thursday is the 18th Dadalitz of Rosalie Alajanian. April 9, 2009, Thursday is the 11th Dadalitz of Michael Bedrosian. April 10, 2000, Friday is the 20th Dadalitz of Sirun Haratunian. April 10, 2009, Friday is the 11th Dadalitz of Shoshani Kasabian. April 11, 2003, Saturday is the 17th Dadalitz of Gertrude Kalustian. And April 11, 2016, Saturday will be the 4th Dadalitz of Harry Geranian. Iverin Yerusalem is from the Requiem Service. Merciful Lord, have mercy on the souls of our deceased. Iverin.
Iverin
Pare Luis. Today is Palm Sunday, and in the Armenian Church, we celebrate. However, in these last few weeks, we've been celebrating church from the comfort of our homes. So please go on to Facebook, or YouTube streaming. The various churches have their services online. I know I just went by on Facebook a sermon from Dead Hide Suwin from St. Sag and St. Mesrob. I know I've seen others from St. Vartanants. So please go online and you can find a service there for Palm Sunday. Remember, churches are closed in the Rhode Island and Massachusetts areas. So please, please stay home and go online and you can listen to church services. Right now, for the next 26 minutes, we'll be listening to a Palm Sunday message from the late Very Reverend Father Revon Samorian.
In the Apostolic Church, we celebrate Palm Sunday. This week is called Holy Week, and for the next 30 minutes, the Very Reverend Father Revon Samorian, the former pastor of St. Sahag and St. Mesrob Armenian Church, will be our guest. And now, Holy Week.
Armenian Orthodox Church, the final week of Christ's life is called Holy Week. During this week, each day has a theme. Monday, the sterile fig tree, which bears no fruit and is condemned by Christ. Tuesday, the wise virgins, who unlike their foolish sisters, were vigilant and prepared when the Lord came to them. Wednesday, the fallen woman, who repents and gives her wealth to Christ, as contrasted to Judas, who betrayed Christ for money. Thursday is dedicated to the Passover meal, which Christ celebrated with his 12 apostles. Also, Judas's betrayal and Christ's washing of the feet of his disciples. Thursday also marks the arresting of Christ, his imprisonment, trial, torment, and passion. Friday commemorates the crucifixion, death, and burial of Christ. Saturday night proclaims the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while Easter Sunday exclaims the joy of the great resurrection. The story of how Christ raised Lazarus from the dead ends the period of Lent. On Saturday evening, the eve of Palm Sunday, a hymn of the Armenian Church relates, with the raising of Lazarus by which the dead were given hope, the descendants of Adam were also raised. Thus, as we emerge from our Lenten penitence, we are first greeted by Christ's promise of the resurrection of all mankind, as related in the Gospel of John. Feast of Christ's triumphal entrance into Jerusalem. Having raised Lazarus from the dead, Christ was hailed by the people as the Messiah and new King of Israel. By entering Jerusalem, riding on the white colt, the Old Testament prophecy was fulfilled. The people hailed him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And they spread flowers and palm branches before him. Palm Sunday brightly illustrates the coming of Christ. Today the created rejoice with gleeful blessing, heaven and earth coming together, resound in applause. Today on Mount Zion the nard has spread its fragrance, the rose glows with color of intense red violet. That morning, palms are blessed in church and distributed to the faithful. The faithful follow in procession as they celebrate the great and triumphant victory of Christ's entry into Jerusalem. With this, we also enter into Holy Week and attentively accompany him through his passion. The service of the opening of the great doors is accomplished in the afternoon, just as through the raising of Lazarus, Christ opened the doors for the resurrection of all mankind, and in like manner, he showed us the way of the cross and invited us to witness his passion and share in his resurrection. So the church symbolically opens its doors that the faithful may enter into the kingdom of God and come before his throne. In this manner, the faithful follow Christ, the second Adam, who redeems our sins and leads us back into paradise, from whence Adam was expelled due to his disobedience. Faithful gather at the porch of the church while the priest kneels before the great doors. As he raps heavily on the door three times, the priest chants, "Open to us, Lord, the door of mercy." And from within a voice demands, "Who are they to open the doors of the Lord?" And the priest responds, "Not only the just, but also those who confess and repent." And the voice from within exclaims, "But this is the door of the haven from all troubles, the house of God." And the priest concurs, saying, "Truly the Holy Church is our mother, hope of life, truth, and salvation, and the way to Christ." Hear I and my children with me. Listen to Christ with one will and heed his word. And the voice from within bursts, "Come, you who are blessed by the Father, inherit the kingdom which was prepared for you from the beginning of the world." And the priest cries out, "Open the doors of justice, for I would enter and confess to the Lord." Holy Week is accomplished Thursday evening when the people gather at the door of the church and the priest comes to his knees, as did Christ, and washes the feet of 12 men, as was done to the disciples. The hymns and mood are spellbinding as the priest anoints their feet with oil and washes them. The Gospel of St. John, chapter 13, gives us this account. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And during supper, when the devil had already put it into the head of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper, laid aside his garments, and girded himself with a towel. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. He came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" And Jesus answered him, "What I am doing you do not know now, but afterwards you will understand." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you will have no part in me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "He who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but he is clean all over, and you are clean, but not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. That was why he said, "You are not all clean." When he had washed their feet and taken his garments and resumed his place, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me a teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should also do as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." As evening progresses, the services are dedicated to the betrayal, arrest, torture, passion, and the trial of Christ up to the hour of crucifixion. On this late evening, perhaps the most beautiful and stirring music of the entire Christian church is chanted. The mood is deeply silent and mournful. The church is in complete darkness as 12 lighted candles, one of them black, symbolic of Judas the traitor, witnesses the passion of our Lord. The hymns are almost frighteningly beautiful and in some way unearthly. Six sets of laments are chanted, each followed by a gospel reading depicting Christ's betrayal, imprisonment, torture, trial, his sentence, and finally his crucifixion. As each one of these chants is accomplished, two candles are extinguished. In the end, the church is plunged into total darkness as the bishops, priests, clerks, and people pour forth their very spirit and resound with an earth-shaking voice the hymn of crucifixion. Foot to foot, stretched across wood, lane upon wood, the bitter fruit of crucifixion transforms life into death. Hung between two unrighteous ones, here was the naked figure of the lawgiver, whom the blind unbelievers could not see, except for one of the thieves. And the hymn continues to depict the final hour, telling us how he was given vinegar to quench his thirst for water, and his wound inflicted by the spear of the soldier. And as his mother watched, the heavens roared and the ground heaved, giving forth the skull of and saving of the thief in the final hour. The thundering roar of the chant suddenly increases, and the church is in total darkness. A disturbing silence seizes upon the faithful. Then, in a trembling, distant, and lamenting sound, the voice of a young tortured male cries out the words of Christ to his mother. This touching lament is found nowhere in the recorded ledgers of the liturgical books, and is apparently introduced in the 17th century through pious provincial tradition. And here are the heart-rending words of Christ to his mother, as expressed only in the Armenian Orthodox Church on this one night of the year, at the moment of Christ's crucifixion. Have filled with burning tears. I have no one to wipe them. They spat upon me, beat and whipped me, and they put a crown of thorns on my head. They affixed me to a wooden cross. I am covered with blood. I asked for water and was given vinegar by the hand of the unrighteous. Take heed, my mother, whom I love with all my heart. As long as I live, yet again shall I wait for you anxiously, lest you should arrive too late and find me dead. And death upon the cross. The crucifixion service is accomplished at noon with the reading of Psalms. Holy Friday evening services concentrate on the enthronement of Christ. Herein is read the Gospel of Matthew. When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who also was a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him, and Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen shroud and laid it in his own tomb, which he had hewn in the rock. He rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb and departed. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were there sitting opposite the sepulchre. And that evening, in church, a white tomb is placed in the chancel of the church. The tomb is adorned with flowers and during the services is taken in procession around the church, whereafter the faithful approach and, kissing the gospel, take a flower from the tomb to their homes. The great liturgy of Holy Saturday is celebrated the great resurrection of Jesus Christ. As the people joyously shout out, Christos Hariavi Merelos, Christ is risen from the dead, and we sing the Easter Candle Mass liturgy, Hymn of the Resurrection.
Next Sunday, we will listen to our Easter Sunday programming. You've just been listening to the late, very Reverend Father Revont Samoyan with his Palm Sunday message. Please keep in mind, churches are not open. Please go online, whether on Facebook, YouTube, and you can follow along with church services online. And I hope everyone is staying safe. And right now, Karun Karun.
Karun Karun Karun, ye siru 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 ne, ekko se se vacharon da jinko ayu ne. Karun Karun Karun, ye siru 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 ne, ekko se se vacharon da jinko ayu ne.
And from there, the Hayachchik CD.
Yeah.
on this beautiful Sunday morning, Palm Sunday, we have a special guest on the airwaves with us, Baron Marung Kaprelyan. Good morning, Manug.
Hi, Luis. It's so good to reach out to the community when we can't physically touch each other, but we can still get together through the blessing of the Armenian Radio Hour. And I thank you for all these, this whole month of you going in, getting on the station, and taking care of your family at the same time. You're doing a wonderful job, and it's making great memories for us. You know, I'm on the radio with you, and I wanted to tell everybody, as we all talked about what we gave up for Lent, and I think the most difficult thing to give up for Lent would be Facebook, and that's what I gave up. But I haven't given up on the Armenian community, and I've heard from a lot of people over the last few days, parents taking care of their kids and then finding the time in the middle of the night to do their work from home. And I've been talking with some of our elderly people in nursing homes. You know, one especially was Bertha Mugabichan, and we think of the heroes out there, the first responders, the people in the stores, the people making deliveries, and above all those people in the medical area. And I want to remind everybody that Bertha Mugabichan was the chief nurse for the whole state of Rhode Island. And I asked her for advice for all of us, and she said, "Gamats, gamats. Just go slowly." So that's her advice. And but I get to talk to so many wonderful people, including the poet laureate of the state of Louisiana. And I was just thinking about all the places that I've worked in the past where there's been disasters, and how even our children especially helped us bringing through, although they had difficult times. And I hope, you know, that we take this time with our families to do the things that we may have put off for a long time. And one of those would be of people talking about going out and making a garden like our grandparents used to do. Just plant some things. Don't forget to, you know, try to get as much exercise and so on. But I really am very proud of the teachers. I've seen some of the teachers come by my building to drop off homework for the kids that are here. And they're so wonderful. And I think about what everybody is missing. And you think about Armenia, when the kids finally go back to school, they call it first bell. And the first bell is always that first day when the kids go back to school, and now more than ever show appreciation to the teachers by writing songs or singing songs or writing poems to them. While the teachers are leaning outside the windows, the kids are not let in until the last child, the youngest child, reads her poem, and or hears his poem, and the upperclassman puts that child on their shoulders, and with bouquets and balloons and an assembled arch of long-stem roses, the kids go into the school, and that's called the first bell. And then I wanted to see, and I'm communicating with my family, and we're finding pictures. In each one of our households, we have pictures, and we have stories. And I know that we're doing homework and schoolwork, but we have this wonderful time to be with our families together. And it's a good time to interview the oldest generations, to get their stories and just ask them questions like, what games did you play when you were growing up? What kind of trouble did you have when you were growing up? And all those wonderful stories of their days. And I think that would be great. A kid should keep a journal, write some poems if they can. But feel free to extend yourself to me. We're going to put a panel together, hopefully soon, to talk about coronavirus and how we can, and this lecture we're going to have is called a webinar, which will be coming up sometime in the future, so people can do that. But I've been talking with great people like Dr. Jane Mahakian, and there's been a lot of Zoom conferences that I'm sure you're having as well, with work and all that. And I've had them with the hospitals and the administrations of the veterans, and also with the Armenian International Alzheimer's Board of Directors and the Armenian International Women's Association. And we're just doing a lot of, we're just keep going. And even though we're supposed to keep our physical distance, and that's what should be what we're thinking about, not social distance. So for more homework for everybody to do, and it's definitely homework, think about the elderly and contacting them, reaching out to them over the phone, and also
sending sending cards to Monog. A lot of places are asking for people to send cards to them, to the nursing homes.
That's wonderful.
Yeah,
that is such a great idea. Now, to get this all in perspective, everyone, we're Armenians, and we've endured a lot through our history, and that's part of our inner being. It's part of our DNA, and we're Americans, and our nations have gone through a number of events. And in the Providence Journal today, was right on the front page, was pointing out with these people that are over 100 years old that have lived through everything from the Depression to the war to the polio, in that order. And if we think about what we've gone through, every century our nation has gone through something that seared our soul. And the first thing would have been the revolution, and then the secession with the Civil War, and the Depression, which we may still have some people that have went through that are still around. And now we're in the fourth century, and this may be another opportunity for something to touch our soul and say, we experienced this, we endured this, we lived through this. And what becomes of us after this will be the new normal, if you will. And I was just thinking about my times after the earthquake, and some of the most incredible responses do come back from children. And in one school in Gyumri, there was a 12-year-old girl who got up and recited a poem, and which at a certain point she paused, and we as the mental health workers and the elders thought she was finished at reciting the poem when it was full of sadness about what they were enduring for all these months. But she was just pausing, just to gather the strength at this poem she written. For the true end of her poem, she commanded Gyumri to stand up, walk, get green again. She was the one that was telling all of us, the adults, the whole community, it's time for us to reawaken. And I just think it was one of the most powerful pieces that could ever been done, and it was by a child. So I have a lot of faith in us, and if that doesn't prove we have the DNA in us to endure this and help one another, I don't know what else I could say. But
thank you, Manu.
If you feel troubled, reach out, and thank you again to the Armenian Radio Hour for giving me and all of us the opportunity that you have. Take care and God bless.
Thanks, Manu.
Have a wonderful Holy Week.
Thank you. Alrighty, and that was Manu Kaprelian. With that, we have a few birthday greetings. April 5th, 2000, turning 20 years old today, Alexandra Marion Lombardo. April 6th, Linda Tarakshan, as well as Harut Tashin celebrating a birthday. April 8th, Tamar Kasabian, happy birthday. And then this is the double whammy. Manushat Krikorian celebrates her birthday April 8th as well as her wedding anniversary to Chris Krikorian. Happy birthday and then happy anniversary to Manushat and Chris. And on April 11th, Matthew Leon Bogosian. Happy birthday to all of you. Let's go to Vospigyan's Darikas. As Dad always says, Urach Atzur, Gurach Anas, Mer Jaman Agaloratzav, Shagal Tzun, Serin Hamar, Sidesu Tzun, Min Chev Harishga, Giragi Aravod. Our time is up. Thank you for yours. Please stay safe. You're listening to the Armenian Radio Hour. Next Sunday, Easter. Please have a wonderful Holy Week. Stay safe. We love you. Here at the Armenian Radio Hour on WARA, Attleboro, 1320.
Over the last 2 weeks, our whole world has changed. The president has now officially declared a national emergency. The situation might seem really confusing, which is why you need a source of news that you can trust. Our team of reporters here at the Epoch Times have been working